Okay, as Shauna said, I'm Josie Ann. I'm recovering from depression and I'm grateful to be here. And thank you, Shauna, for asking me to speak. And a couple of weeks ago and this week, a few days ago, I said I can do it because I know what's going to happen to me. I've been up since five, and my mind has not shut up telling me what I need to tell you all. And I can't control that. It's just the way my brain works. And I was telling my son, it's like, Mom, you've shared your story so many times before. I said, yes, but this is different because I am where I am right now. With getting off a very powerful medication. It's not an antidepressant. And it's in the, in mental health medication. And every day since that time has been different. The reading today is exactly where I need to be and what I need to be talking about. And I know people sometimes share about the God idea. The first word I noticed today, we start with the word God. And as the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous says, we're going to talk of God. And this is my story. And I would like to tell you that my faith in God is totally trust. I mean, 100%. I, as my sponsor says, it's in and out, in and out. I'm very nervous. Like I said, my brain is my brain. I wrote down so many things, and it'll go where it needs to go. It's been a year. It's going to be a year in January that I came here. And I came with no hope because I had tried antidepressants, I mean, for decades, and they worked. And then I couldn't take them anymore because my body wouldn't allow it. and then ECTs. 8 years, I mean, I must have had 50, 60 of them. I don't know. And then my body said no more. So I had nowhere else to go. And, I'm in other 12-step programs and I was using any and all addiction to just not feel, to get away, to deal, I thought, with my depression. What I know now is I've been in these programs a long time and I had abstinence and recovery, but I needed to get to the root cause, which was depression. Grew up in a big family, nine kids, youngest. My mom was depressed. She was 44 when she had me. And I was told that I was not planned. Well, I mean, they raised me and everything. And I was sexually molested by my mom and a neighbor. And now looking back, that changed my life. I didn't know it because I blocked that. I completely blocked it and used any addiction under the sun to keep it there. Food, cigarettes, sex, codependency, shopping, people pleasing, manipulation, anything. Religion is a big one. Because I have God, so I'm okay. And I was, looking back, whatever I did kept me going. And the reason I didn't want to do this is because it's hard. It's hard going down that lane in a way. And I knew, like I said, my brain's going to take me there and I can't stop it. It's like a ball rolling downhill. But I also know that God heals whatever channel, you know, recovery goes through, and hope and everything else. So I just hope that somebody, something I say helps somebody. And I even told him, I don't care. I don't care about anybody. I'm being a brat, a 2-year-old brat sometimes. And my sponsor said, that's okay. I mean, I was never allowed to be a brat. And I was, but I was scolded. I was told I'm going to hell, whatever I was told. And you obey your parents, blah, 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 blah. And like I said about the sexual abuse, that came out in, I was in a 12-step program for food addiction. And I remember distinctly, and I had 4.5 years of what you call that, whatever they call it, you know, that you're like floating. I can't think of the word. English is not my first language. So a pink colored something. And I was. And then I remember being on a 5:30 a.m. meeting, this anxiety comes over me. And I freaked. I'm like, what is this? You know, and I've had anxiety before, but I think I had forgotten about it. I mean, I had depression and anxiety on and off all my years. It's just I didn't feel it because there was so many substances and addictions going on. So, and that did not go away. And then I had the realization of what happened to me from my mom. And that shattered me, and I didn't know what to do. I was going to therapy. I think my brain, my psyche couldn't deal with it. And this wonderful woman said, oh, honey, we got to do the steps. And I'm like, sure, we'll do the steps. I want to get any relief you can give me. And I really needed real help, psychological help. And I was using the steps to beat me up because perfectionism was my glasses, my telescope that I saw things through, you know. And I was using the steps to beat me up. I'm bad. Oh my God, this, and which led me to a suicide attempt. And I remember hearing, I took a bunch of stuff, and I remember hearing, you're not ready, come home, call 911. And I did, and I don't remember anything else. I was out. And it's been depression ever since. Again, the ECTs helped. That euphoria, me and my sponsor were laughing yesterday. It's not funny, but I'm learning to laugh at things like how we get high. It did get me high, and it did help me. I needed to go. Everything I did had to happen to survive. I wrote 3 pages. I don't know where to go. Anyway, I came here. I remember Christmas Day last year in my bed, and I was not working on my food program, cigarettes, spending anything. I was out of control, depression. And I was lying down in bed, and I was mad. And I said, okay, if I couldn't even talk to God. But my brother had died Christmas years and years ago. And he was a man of God. He was a priest. And he suffered with depression. And I said, if you can hear me, please help me. Please help me. And that's it. That's it. I didn't know what else to do. And then I hear something in my head, Depressed Anonymous. I'm like, huh? Depressed Anonymous. There's no Depressed Anonymous. I've been in the 12-step programs for 13 plus years. I never heard of that. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll check Depressed Anonymous. And I did. And I came on the meeting, and there was no meeting for 3 days. I'm like, see, these are a bunch of people depressed. They're not here. They don't show up for themselves or anybody else. So, but I kept coming because pain is a great motivator, you know? So here I am. I came. And I liked what I heard. It took me a while to get acclimated to the fact that I depressed myself. Still sometimes, because for me, I have so many alphabets behind my diagnosis, BPD, complex PTSD. I have the whole alphabet, you know, and I try not to go there. I mean, they're there to help me, whatever, but anyway, I'm here. So I don't remember how I was feeling. I really don't. I just know I had no hope. And I was calling people though, and oh my gosh, okay. I hope you're keeping, I think I put 15 minutes, yeah. I was calling people and I said, okay. You know, and this woman, she said, call me every day, we'll talk for 5 minutes. I said, okay. And then we were talking about depression and her recovery, which was amazing, 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 amazing. And I said, are you my sponsor now? And she said, yeah. So we started working the steps and I had recovery. I was doing good. I was whatever, again, till I started having these side effects from this medication, had to call the ambulance twice. It's been 4 months of head surgery. I've had so many things. And every time I say, this is it, no more pain. Well, that wasn't the case. And that, I don't know. That's why I don't know. I'm sharing this because I'm still in the process of accepting it and saying I will be done. I'm not there. I'm there. I'm not. There's fear, you know. I've heard a lot of wonderful people. I know there is recovery. In this past year, I went back to my food fellowship. I haven't binged or whatever we do there, or compulsively overate or ate sugar or flour for almost 5 months. I quit smoking. And I'm not bragging. Believe me, I'm not bragging. Spending money uncontrollably, which I did a little bit yesterday. Whatever. It's Christmas shopping. And the thing is that I don't know. I that's why that word control, I spent my life, I'm in the reading today, I spent my life trying to control. And the last powerlessness was the pain, the chronic pain, how my brain is functioning. Some days my brain, I wake up and I have cramps. I cannot think, I cannot focus. And it's very difficult to accept, but I get through it. And when I say, God help me, and what I am learning for the first time in this program is that one day at a time means staying in the present moment and trusting and relying on God. It sounds simple, but it's not easy. And why not? Because I ran the show for so long and I'm not going to just surrender in one day. You know, I want to, but it's not my style. And I'm like, why not, Josie? And when you went to have surgery, you trusted this man. He was going to give you pain, but you did it anyway because you were in so much pain. So why can't you trust God? He wants you best, you know, because my idea of God was very distorted. So it's really starting over, learning and trusting this power or God or whatever, you know, people want to call it, that He's not punishing me. He's disciplining me. I think I have 5 more minutes, Shauna, or that was it? Were you timing too?
Yeah, you can share for 5 more minutes for sure. That would take you at 20 minutes.
And again, with trauma, it's hard to trust anybody. And my sponsor, who I don't know why she's so given, I told her, I cannot do what you do. She's like, not yet. Keep coming back, you know. And my other sponsor and my food fellowship, they are so giving. And again, right now, because of the way my body is handling this, and my therapist says, your body's screaming for this medication that was so powerful. And your brain, she said, you have to be patient. I have no choice. I can't. And this is where I'm really starting to see what powerlessness is. And by the grace of God, sharing with you all, I get out of bed, you know, because of all of you. I mean, going through all of this pain and trauma, and not, but I couldn't have done it without this program. I couldn't. This week I did something which I did not think I could do. I spoke my opinion nicely and I was heard. And that's what the goal is for me, to be able to say my truth without self-abandonment, because that's where I went afterwards. Because people abandoned me, so I learned, let's abandon me, so then I won't be hurt. But again, that's another piece of the puzzle, and that's why I need a power greater than myself. And I can tell you for hours what this power has done for me, but my head doesn't want to believe it sometimes. So I don't trust on my head. I have to trust my facts, the facts. And the fact is, I'm here with you today. And that speaks, because again, my brain says, whatever, you know. And what do I want to end with? I'm working the steps on and off. Because again, right now, accepting my limitations, the biggest thing that came out from my steps are expectations, perfectionism, people pleasing, control, like the reading said today, and expectations. I had all these expectations. I especially happy, joyous, and free in AA. I could not measure up. I'm like, these people are all happy and I'm not. So something's wrong. And again, and I realized today that happy, joyous, and free could be someone not being in the ditch, you know, drunk and almost dead. So for me too, coming to this program, I thought that I'm going to be living in a castle, whatever, with servants. I don't know. That's my magic magnifying mind. But the fact that I can just show up and learning to have peace with me. This is what DA is teaching me. And it's not easy. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm not in acceptance. I'm working towards it. But I'm God doing for me what I cannot do for myself. That's my favorite thing in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I don't even know what that means sometimes. And I know that's why I need a power greater than me, because I would tell him, please don't let it hurt. But again, having surgery hurt, but it was for my own good. So I just pray. My prayer is that I keep coming back. I keep showing up and have gratitude. And when all else fails, I sit down and make a gratitude list. That always helps me. And just stay in the present moment. So thank you all so much for allowing me to share. Thank you, Shauna, again. And with that, I will pass.